nutrition advice on Talk About in association with Anne D'Arcy and the All Therapy Centre Tralee.
Now it's time for the nutritional advice slot, and I'm delighted to be joined on the line by Anne D'Arcy. Anne, how's it going?
Very good. How are you, David?
I'm not too bad at all. Now, the topic this month is what to do to improve brain function and mood. So I suppose the first question is, what can you do to improve brain function and mood?
Yeah, and what's going on with your brain function that you're needing to fix it? Because some people, you know, we age all the time, and the brain is aging just as much as the body. So some people are presenting with memory loss or brain fog or just that tiredness in the brain, or they might not be able to sleep as well, or they're getting mood swings. And these are all signs that your brain isn't functioning the same way that it always was. So, you know, you say, how can I fix it? Now, number one, you need to drink enough water, because 75% of your brain is made of water, and they say about 75% of us are running dehydrated. So as the brain shrinks from lack of water, you know, you want to drink plenty of water. So 2 liters is an average. It's between milk and kilo of body weight, so you can calculate that out, and that's about 2 liters. But then when we eat food, we're delivering nutrition to the brain, and we want to get the good food in. So acetylcholine is one of the most important brain chemicals. It's the one that gives you the memory. Now, it's also important for sending messages to the muscles, so the muscles work. But acetylcholine is made from choline. And choline is high in eggs, and it's also high in liver and lecithin. So we'd often be able to buy soy lecithin, put it in your porridge, or eat your eggs, because you want to give that raw material for the acetylcholine. And then we talk about having omega-3, because we can get that from fish oil, but we can also get it from walnuts and flax seeds. So either get your bottle of cod liver oil or your fish oil, because you're wanting to get those good oils into the brain. Not only are they anti-inflammatory, but they're helping the brain cells, the receptors on the brain cells, to be working. Because it's one thing to make the acetylcholine the brain chemical, but it's another thing to have the receptor ready and waiting to receive that message. So, you know, getting the choline in with the eggs and liver and the lecithin, but also turning on your receptors by getting enough omega-3. Mm-hmm. And, you know, sometimes you'd say, you know, is your hair, you know, good and shiny? Is there any goose bumpy skin on your arms? Like dry, flaky scalp or hair, you know, hair that doesn't have luster and shine, is often an indication that you don't have enough of the good essential fatty acids that you get in omega-3 fish oil. And that dry, goose bumpy skin on your arms is often an indication also of not having enough omega-3. So eating walnuts, putting flax seeds into your porridge, that's the plant form of omega-3, and the fish oils are the, you know, another way of getting omega-3. And another powerful brain food is coconut oil, and that gives you, we call them MCT, or you can buy a bottle of MCT oil, and that means medium chain triglycerides, but they are an oil that the brain is running on for fuel. So when you get, just say if you thought the brain was tired and you put a tablespoon of coconut oil into something, I will often advise people to make a turmeric soup, you know, that they put a teaspoon of turmeric, some black pepper, coconut oil, tablespoon of coconut oil, and some bouillon, like a broth, make a soup, and it's getting anti-inflammatory turmeric into your brain at the same time as it's giving you the MCT, the medium chain triglycerides in the coconut oil, that even fuel to the brain. Because you can imagine if the brain felt tired and had brain fog, and you're saying, how can I fuel up the brain? Coconut oil is one of the great things for that. And then we have other healthy fats. You know, I mentioned eggs, but avocados are also a great healthy fat that's really good for the brain. And then it's really important to get sleep if you can sleep. Sometimes I use essential oils like lavender to help you sleep if you can't sleep. People need sunlight because that helps you. But then the other side of, you know, from a herbal point of view, you know, as a herbalist and a nutritionist, there are certain things that we've used over the years to help improve brain function. And one of the important ones is ginkgo. That's a herb that increases blood flow to the brain. There's a lot of mushrooms. Have you ever heard of different healthy mushrooms? Not just your white button mushrooms, but mushrooms like lion's mane, reishi mushrooms, cordyceps mushrooms, and they come in a formula, but those mushrooms together can also increase blood flow to the brain, because the brain always needs to be rebuilt all the time, you know. So all of our body needs to be rebuilt. So we are what we eat. And the brain, more than anything, is using a high amount of energy, and it's using, so there's where the MCT oils and, you know, the coconut and that comes in. But then you also want to get enough blood flow to the brain. And as we age, I think sometimes that blood flow isn't as good as it was. So, you know, you focus maybe on the ginkgo with the different forms of the mushrooms, getting in your fish oils, getting the medium chain triglycerides, you know. Another part of all this, you know, there's a doctor, Dr. Dale Bredesen, who has spoken on, you know, dementias and what other things can trigger dementia. And he talks about the high-carb diet, you know, that they're calling Alzheimer's type 3 diabetes. So for people who are struggling with managing and balancing blood sugars, then the controlling your carbohydrate intake, not eliminating it, but just controlling it, less of the bread, biscuits, sweets, soft drinks, more of the real vegetables, fruits, nuts, seeds, as well as your meat. You know, I suppose back into eating real food, David. Mm-hmm. You know, the healthier your diet, the healthier your body and the healthier your brain.
Yeah.
But if we eat all those quick carbohydrates, even all those energy, you know, I'm seeing young people on energy drinks that we know are not doing them good. You know, it's a bit too much of a trigger on their heart. It's stimulating your adrenals. And it's putting a lot of strain on the heart. And yes, people go for energy drinks because they're low in energy, but they're, in the long term, they're taking them to excess. I think they're drinking them like water just because they're low in energy. So it's not just people we're seeing, or old people that we're seeing with the brain fog and the energy loss in the brain. We're seeing it in young people that are then trying to counteract that with taking the energy drinks, you know?
Yeah, of course. And I suppose on the other side of it then, would there be, I know you touched upon quite a lot of them as well, and as you said, I suppose the age-old adage of you are what you eat, would there be specific foods that are shown to boost the mental clarity? I know you mentioned avocados, fish oils, omega-3, but mm-hmm. I suppose the more basic day-to-day ones, and I suppose, like I said, kind of gut health plays such a vital role in the brain function.
It does, and gut health, when you think about even the lion's mane, is very strong on that link between the gut-brain connection, because our gut bacteria are making the brain chemicals. So serotonin, the mood chemical, and GABA, the one that calms, brain chemical that calms you, or the dopamine that people are looking for, this dopamine hit, you know, those chemicals are made by the bowel bacteria. And if the gut is not working well, then you don't have as much of those that you might have had in the past. And then the mood can slip, or the motivation can slip. And then you could be at home in the bed, not able to get out of it because of lack of motivation.
Mm-hmm.
But can you also picture if you had brain fog and you're coming to do the same job you always did, and you had a brain function that allowed you to do your job well. Now you're double checking, triple checking, you know, you're putting more pressure on yourself. You're possibly a liability at work rather than an advantage, because you used to have a top quality brain and now you don't so much. And I'm finding that even after an antibiotic or two antibiotics or a steroid, that people are not rallying back the same as they were. And you're assuming the same function that you had before. You don't have the same function. And now you're under the stress and the pressure of, are people going to see through me because I'm not as sharp as what I was? And that's what I find, that people are struggling. You know, they used to have this great brain function, and it's not just age-related. I can see people in their 30s with this brain fog and with this tiredness and fatigue in their brain. Or I can see people that are struggling for sleep. And, you know, I mentioned that chemical serotonin.
Mm-hmm.
Serotonin at night turns into melatonin. Melatonin is your sleep hormone that makes enough to go to sleep. And another brain chemical I mentioned for calming, well, that also turns off the brain for you to be able to sleep at night. So the GABA, if you're not making enough of that, you can be exhausted, but yet your brain can't switch off. So you're lying in bed knowing you need sleep, but you're not able to switch off. And yet those brain chemicals are made by the gut. So taking a probiotic, eating high fiber food, because the fiber in the food you eat feeds the good bacteria in the gut. They're not just there without being fed, and we don't just eat for the fun of it. We're eating to give the raw material for all parts of the body, and we're eating to give the gut bacteria the seeds that they need so that they thrive, so that they can make a serotonin, make the GABA, and also make the B vitamins that give us energy. So when you're low in energy in the body, you can be low in energy in the brain. Yeah. And, you know, in my clinic, I see people who are exhausted, brain fog, feeling that they don't function as well. And I often have people say to me, I just want to be well. They've had blood tests done, nothing is showing up. And yes, they used to be better than what they are now, and they're looking for a recovery. It can be the gut bacteria. It could be omega-3. It might be a certain type of B vitamin. You know, it might be extra magnesium, because you need energy in the body and in the brain. The brain uses more energy than any part of you. And magnesium is one of the biggest energy-producing minerals that you use, but you need it in conjunction with B vitamins. And the gut bacteria extracts the B vitamins from the food. So you can see where we are what we eat, but it's how is the nutrition working in us?
Of course. Yeah. And I suppose in terms of, I won't call them fed diets, but popular diets, you know, like the keto or intermittent fasting or plant-based eating in relation to brain health and gut health. Is there specific things there, if you're on one of those diets, that you're missing out where you're losing these really important pieces to help the mood and brain function?
Actually, where you're saying, are you missing out? Most of those diets, you're eating a high level of good nutrition.
Okay.
Even in intermittent fasting, the purpose of those diets is to reduce insulin. And insulin is the hormone that is produced in high amounts when you're on a high sugar or a high starch diet. So the purpose of intermittent fasting is to reduce the insulin levels. Because when you have too much insulin produced from the high starch diet, you become more insulin resistant. So when I said they're talking about Alzheimer's being type 3 diabetes, there's an insulin resistance in the brain, and therefore you can't make the energy in the brain. And so those diets you're talking about are probably more beneficial for the protection of your brain. Now, when you're vegetarian, you have to remember, you know, more plant-based. If you were a vegetarian, make sure you have enough vitamin B12. But for the most part, people who are eating those type of diets are very focused on getting all of the good nutrition in. And you just really meant more plant-heavy. You didn't even mean that you were a vegetarian.
Mm-hmm.
A keto diet has been shown, the low-carb keto diet has been shown to be more protective of your brain. Intermittent fasting, providing you're doing it right, you should never be breaking your fast on a, you know, a bucket of starch, for example. You want to be having the protein, fat, and carbohydrates. And I think people who are doing intermittent fasting are eating adequate protein, adequate fats, and they are eating lots of good vegetables. They're not, if they're going to go to the effort of intermittent fasting, they're usually not eating rubbish.
Of course, yeah, that's very true. And we're getting an awful lot of questions in for you, so we'll take a quick break and we'll come back with those, if that's all right.
That's perfect.
That's great.
Thanks, David.
So we'll be back with your questions. And if you do have any questions for Anne, you can ring Brenda on 066 712 3666, or you can text or WhatsApp us on 083 300 3300. We'll have more on the way after these.
Talk About on Radio Kerry, sponsored by Kitty O'Shea's Seafood and Grill Restaurant, College Street, Killarney. From a romantic meal for two or a special celebration, you won't find better food served by friendlier people than at Kitty O'Shea's Killarney.
Got an idea for an innovative new product or service but not sure where to start? Join IMAR's Innovation Clinics this October at the Listowel Arms Hotel on Tuesday 21st from 7 to 9 p.m. or at Great Southern Hotel Killarney on Thursday 23rd from 7 to 9 p.m. Discover how IMAR can support you with the research and development of your new ideas. IMAR Technology Gateway is co-funded by the Government of Ireland and the European Union through the EORDF Southern, Eastern and Midland Regional Programme 2021 to 2027.
Your vaccines give your immune system the top up it needs to help protect you from serious illness. A flu vaccine is recommended if you're 60 or over, a healthcare worker, pregnant or have a long-term health condition. A COVID-19 vaccine is also recommended if you're 60 or over or have a long-term health condition. Add a vaccine to your to-do list and help protect you and your family in the months ahead. Talk to a participating GP or pharmacist or visit hsc.ie for more. From the HSC.
Fitting a new kitchen? You'll need the right appliances and the right advice. At Sound Store, we've got all the leading brands like Bosch, Neff, Samsung and Whirlpool for the right advice and the right price. Get to Sound Store, Mile High Retail Park, Tralee.
Sound Store people got it all for you.
Sound Store, the kitchen appliance specialists.
Did you know that every time you buy your Radio Kerry Radio Bingo book for just €5, you're supporting Kerry Hospice, Comfort for Chemo Kerry, Recovery Haven and Kerry Cancer Support Group. You're also giving yourself the chance to win or share in the daily prize of €400 and the weekly jackpot on Friday. For more details, stay tuned to Radio Kerry or search Bingo on radiokerry.ie.
Every weekday, Radio Kerry Sports News keeps you up to date on all the local, national and international sporting events in association with Solar Bio, the solar panel specialists. For all the latest fixtures, previews and reports from the world of sport, don't miss Radio Kerry Sports News. Every weekday from 8am to 6pm. Brought to you in association with Solar Bio. The trusted choice for your home, business and agricultural solar PV. Saving you up to 70% on your energy bills. Switch and save to solar energy with solarbio.ie.
If you like the show, like us on Facebook. Just search for Talk About on Facebook.
Nutrition advice on Talk About in association with Anne D'Arcy and the All Therapy Centre Tralee.
Now you're very welcome back to Thursday's Talk About, and Anne D'Arcy is on the line with us for the nutrition advice slot. And we've got quite a number of questions from listeners. So am I all right to fire away at them?
Off you go.
So the first one is from a listener in her 70s. She asks what the best foods for gastritis is.
So often I find that you're not digesting your food as well as you should be when you have gastritis. So even eating a kiwi or having pineapple with your food would help to digest that food better. And slippery alum powder can help to soothe the inflamed lining. And taking porridge also has that, what they call a mucilage consistency, that taking porridge, you know, oatmeal, that can help to soothe as well. But I would say help to get your digestion working better with taking the pineapple as well as taking some slippery alum powder. And you do that mixed in water and you take it. It's taking a herb, but it's like this gluggy kind of compound that you're swallowing down, and it helps to coat that lining and help it to repair.
Okay, so that's the advice there. I have a question for Anne. I'm breaking out in hives now and again. My lips swell up, but my throat doesn't. Could this be yeast intolerance, or what could it be? I'm on high blood pressure tablets from a 57-year-old male in North Kerry.
And breaking out in hives is you're allergic to something, because hives are a high histamine, and they high histamine reaction. And sometimes people would say, oh, got hives from eating eggs, hives from eating tomatoes. So there's possibly something that he's eating that is causing that. Now, if you have a white coating on your tongue, if you have a lot of bloating in your belly, then there's a possibility that you have a yeast overgrowth. You can take a probiotic, especially ones that have some of the herbs like caprylic acid that helps to fight the yeast, or take a yeast formula from the health shop. But I often find that yeast can grow when you're not producing enough digestive enzymes. And remember, the enzymes break down the food, and what is presented to your gut, where the immunity is sitting, is the food should be broken down properly. And if it's not broken down properly in your stomach because you didn't digest it, what is presented to the immune system at the gut is poorly digested food that can then trigger the allergy reaction and trigger the hives. But at the same time that you're not digesting the food, you could be fermenting it and producing yeast as well. So his question is saying, could it be yeast? Yes. And could it be poorly digested food? Yes. Could it be a particular food that he's become more allergic to because he doesn't digest it and maybe should avoid? His throat's not closing, so it's not anaphylactic reactions. But I don't like when I hear that lips are swelling. I know you're eating something that you're not digesting, and it would be it would be good to try and determine what that food is. And usually lip swelling happens quite quickly. So that's more of an IgE reaction, which is more of a fast allergy, rather than IgG food intolerance. Because lip swelling is probably coming on quite fast as he's eating. And that's where, if I had somebody sitting in front of me, I'd be asking him all these questions. But that's a general answer.
Okay, so that's good advice there. And caller is a lady in her over 70, was recommended to take 3 Remind tablets a day for eye, brain and heart health. Does Anne think this is a good supplement?
And I'm not familiar with what's in that supplement, but it's I'm not sure exactly what's in that one. But it's going to be some of the nutrients like the choline, you know, the different nutrients that they know are contributing to good brain function. Including, say, maybe even coenzyme Q10 that increases energy to the brain. So I believe that people should be helping to supplement their brain. And a B vitamin, especially methylated B vitamins that are helping DNA repair and growth of tissue, the ginkgo that I mentioned earlier, some of those mushrooms that increase circulation to the brain. And when she looks at that formula, some of those may be in it already. But at least get on an essential fatty acid such as the fish oil. Yeah.
Okay, so that's the advice there. Another caller gets in touch and asks, if you grind nuts up yourself, can you add this into porridge?
Absolutely. And if you're doing walnuts, you're getting omega-3. And putting it in porridge that people tend to have nearly every day of the week is a great way of introducing it in. And if you're going to have a yogurt, put some nuts and seeds in there as well, because they're giving you that omega-3. And that's plant-based omega-3 rather than having the fish oil. So you can just decide which one suits your lifestyle better. But I find that if you put a focus on making all your meals, you know, that they have good functional value. You know, like I said, we're not eating for the fun of it. We're eating to fuel the body, fuel the brain, have us recover from injury, you know, make sure that this brain lasts as long as the body does, because we're finding that more and more people are losing their brain earlier. And of all things, David, what I value in my life is the quality of my brain. Mm-hmm. You know, I think I value it higher than anything, you know, and I think a lot of people listening would say the same.
Of course, yeah. So that's the answer there. So it's good advice. Clarny listener gets in touch and says, I love fresh trout and mushrooms, and just ask what vitamins are in those?
Mushrooms have really strong beta-glucans. They're strongly support. And they're also, the mushroom has something that controls, I have to try and think of the way, so our body can convert testosterone to estrogen, and people with a lot of belly fat can make excess estrogen. Mushrooms have the ability to stop you making excess estrogen from your testosterone. So anyone who's got excess belly fat, mushrooms are a great food. I probably eat mushrooms every day of the week for that reason.
Okay, so that's the advice there.
It has omega-3.
Omega-3, perfect. And another listener gets in touch, Anne, and says, a female listener has been constantly belching and burping after food. It's been going on for about 2 weeks. What could you suggest?
So she can either take apple cider vinegar to have increase. It's only after happening in the last 2 weeks. So that if she just wanted to try and stimulate her own stomach to make enzymes, apple cider vinegar and water before each meal, or lemon juice in water before each meal, helps to stimulate your own digestion. Or she can take a digestive enzyme in the form of kiwi fruit. It could be pineapple or papaya, or take an enzyme that you buy from the shop, because you're wanting to help to stimulate and get your own digestion back working. You ferment the food, causing the bloating if you're not making it as many digestive enzymes as before. You may have started a new medication, or there may have been extra stress. Stress can shut down your digestion. So, and if then it was a lot of stress, then I'd say let's help you manage the stress, meditation, yoga, or maybe taking an adrenal tonic to help manage the stress that may have shut down that stomach.
Okay, so that's the advice there. And we're almost out of time, so I'm going to put one more to you. Could you suggest anything for a man in his 50s who feels exhausted after some hard work over the past few days? Anything to speed up recovery?
So he's exhausted after hard work. Usually you're using up your magnesium. Magnesium gives your muscles, also gives you energy, and it also helps to relax muscles. So if he's after doing a lot of hard work, chances are he's used up his magnesium and hasn't replenished it as much as he should. So I would take a magnesium supplement. Magnesium is in green vegetables, nuts and seeds. Put some magnesium in the health shop and take some. If you have muscle cramps, restless legs, a twitchy, flicky eye muscle, I'd be steering towards magnesium. Other than that, you can take a multivitamin. And also coenzyme Q10 is another energy-making nutrient that you can buy. But, you know, this is more that he overdid it and now he's tired. I still think more on the magnesium for that reason.
Okay, so that's the advice there. And unfortunately, we're all out of time. So thank you very much for joining us, as always, again today. And we have a few questions holding over for when you're on with Deirdre again next.
Perfect. David, can I just call out my number? Because it'll save people ringing down below. So I'm in All Therapy Centre on Thursdays and some Fridays. And it's 087-775-9385.
That's perfect. Thanks very much. And we'll talk to you again soon.
Great. Thanks, David.